FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Livestock farmers have called on the government to do more to contain the outbreak of foot and mouth disease. More than 150 cases have been reported across the country, with farms in KZN among the hardest hit. The outbreak prompted government to introduce movement restrictions. The move has reportedly cost the red meat industry over 4 billion rand. Angus Williamson is the chairperson of the Red Meat Producers Organization. He says despite the restrictions, no roadblocks have been set up to stop the illegal movement of livestock.
We try and prevent any illegal movement of livestock, which is basically the main cause of the spreading of foot and mouth disease. We need more resources and manpower to be able to man roadblocks to prevent or stop the spread.
Eskom says power has been restored to about 70% of those affected by storm-related outages earlier this week. Close to 200,000 people were left without electricity in KZN. Newswatch's Nashira Sodial has more.
The utility says it's made significant progress in the province's northern parts, where infrastructure damage was less severe. Newcastle and Impangeni are included on that list. Eskom says teams have been facing challenges in the Midlands and southern regions, where accessibility is still an issue. Meanwhile, the KZN Premier's office says 134 schools have been damaged by the storms that hit the province. Officials will be assessing some of those schools today. Nashira Sudhir, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The G20 Health Working Group meeting in Joburg has heard that Africa is entering a new era of self-reliance in pharmaceuticals, but it won't happen overnight. The Medical Research Council's Farid Abdullah says African countries must strengthen regional pharmaceutical manufacturing to become less reliant on imports from developed countries. Anastasi Mokhubo has filed this report for Newswatch.
Professor Abdullah says while South Africa is making strides in vaccine development, it could take up to 20 years before the continent is truly independent as a producer of vaccines. He says global collaboration and technology transfer remains essential.
We're not short of expertise on the continent, and certainly not in South Africa. And it's partly because we have the big epidemics of HIV, TB, malaria, and this science can only be done in our countries.
The professor also stressed the importance of diversifying funds for scientific research following a deadline in US support under President Donald Trump. Anastasia Mukhobu, Johannesburg.
And residents on China's southern island of Hainan are bracing for a typhoon expected to make landfall today. Authorities have evacuated thousands of people and closed schools in flood-prone areas. Typhoon Butip is expected to bring torrential rain exceeding 100 millimeters across six cities and counties, as well as winds of up to 100 kilometers per hour. Our lead story, livestock farmers have called on the government to do more to contain the outbreak of foot and mouth disease. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.